Welcome back. 10:32, Justin Agri, Wally Hall, who is presented by our friends at Deltic Timber, Phil Elson, Muskie Harris is here, and Bill Torrey is here. We're going to talk about the MLK 5K coming up in mere moments, so stay tuned for that. You coughing over there now?
I wasn't until I got around you.
You know what?
I got to put my back to you the rest of the
I'm
show,
right
Wally.
Between
I feel
you
bad.
And Phil.
Phil, we can run you a mic cord out in the hall. You can
I
be the show.
I smell mentholatum.
No, that's Lysol.
Oh, okay.
I sprayed everything in Lysol for your own benefit because I don't want you to get sick. I don't know if I'm sick yet. I'll get back to you after my doctor's appointment today.
It's a soundproof studio, not germ-proof.
That's a good point.
Yeah, far from germ-proof.
It's the opposite of proof.
Yeah.
Oaklawn opens this weekend. Hard to believe. I hope none of the horses get colds with the weather we've had, but hopefully it warms up and we can get things going.
Did the track freeze the other day?
I don't believe so. I do know this for sure, Muskie, that they're going to have 50-cent corned beefs on Saturday, and I'm excited about that. They're also going to have
the longest lines in the track.
And totally worth it. 10-cent soft drinks as well on Saturday. It's going to be fun. We got Oaklawn Race Day coming up this Saturday as well. If you want to get some tips, we'll have Jeff Money Taylor with us on Friday. And you can watch and wager everywhere in Arkansas online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Wally, are you familiar with this?
A little bit.
I had not heard about it until I got these notes. But $100 bonus when you sign up. You go to oaklawnanywhere.com for details. Every day I do this, I keep saying, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Matt, don't forget to go to Oaklawn Anywhere after the show.
I'm doing it right now.
Fine. That explains a lot. Join the Winner's Circle Players Club for cash back coupons and amazing food discounts as well. Go to oaklawn.com and download your $10 free play coupon. So you get a $10 free play coupon and a $100 bonus when you go to Oaklawn Anywhere. Goodness gracious.
And D-Wayne's speaking tonight.
That event is tonight. Okay.
At the Wyndham.
Okay.
Rock.
That's like their hot stove.
Yeah. Hot horse.
Hot horse, as it were, yes.
Hot hoof.
Doors open for gaming at 10, gates for racing at 11 on race days at Oaklawn Park. And somebody's going to win. Hopefully it's one of us.
They just expanded again over there also.
Yeah, it's amazing. They have continued to grow.
Right.
It's nice. They keep putting their money back into it. That's
instant racing saved Oaklawn, I think.
Yeah, well, I think it's saved a lot of tracks probably.
Yeah. Right. Hollywood Park just closed down a traditional old track.
I saw Hialeah's back. What happened?
New buyer. New owner.
Okay.
Hollywood Park, one of the more famous ones. They just shut down?
They just shut
down.
It's
a subdivision mall, I think it's. Yeah. 48 acres of prime land.
Yeah, it's prime real estate's what it is.
That's part of the issue. When I was a kid, my parents used to go over to Exarban. That one's closed now, too, in Omaha.
I've been there.
Yeah.
First time I ever picture made in the Winner's Circle was at Exarban College World Series. Terry Wallace set it up for me.
Oh, really?
And just as they snapped the picture, the horse turned, and I'm completely blocked out of the picture.
It happens.
Terry used to call over there when off season, right? For two week period.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Actually, that was the only time I've ever had my picture taken in the Winner's Circle.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We can remedy that. You need to hang out with Shields. Shields had a piece of a horse last year that got in the Winner's Circle. You need to hang out with him.
You'd think they'd have a race.
What?
As long as I've been around.
Yes.
Like for the older fillies and mares. Or geldings.
He took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a race of a different sort coming up in a moment. Let me get Sandy in here quickly. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning.
What's up?
I just wanted to say a quick hi to Muskie, my friend. This is your English printing lady.
I've got my mic broke. Not the mic, but
your headphones.
Say that again.
Some printing. She says she's a printing lady. Is that what you said, Sandy?
English. Yeah.
Hey, Sandy, yes.
How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Well, you hadn't been in the court system, so you wouldn't see me a lot unless you, have some judicial problems.
Yeah. That would be a good thing, Muskie.
That's a good thing. It sure is.
I just
want to
say a quick hi. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Well, thank you. Hoping all your holidays is joyful.
Everything's joyful.
Great.
Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Keith Lee Service going to be live fan feedback. A follow-up on a call we got a moment ago. Billy the Kid says, I'm in the Bauxite Bryant area right now. The roads and especially the bridges have become very icy. Please pass on to my fellow drivers to be careful. Fellow drivers, be careful.
Yes, please. Be safe.
Did you guys have any issues getting in? Well, he said it was sleety when he was driving in.
It was.
It's Allsop Road is getting that away.
Okay, I don't like that. I think we should all, Matt, we're going to leave at 11, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Cut the show short?
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'll do the show from, by phone or something.
You probably should be doing it from home anyway.
Right. Maybe tomorrow. When is the, let's talk about the event. We got the Martin Luther King 5K coming up, which, you know what, Tommy Smith apparently has been training for, and he'll be ready to go.
We invited him out. Matter of fact, I thought we got a commitment from him the other day, but then he said, I said I might be there.
He could just walk the bridge over and back.
That sounds like every meeting I've ever had set up with him.
Yeah. Well, it's this Saturday from, it starts at 8 o'clock at Cook's Landing, North Little Rock side of the Big Dam Bridge. We'll go across the Big Dam Bridge. We head west on the River Trail. We just hit a cone that'll be sitting out there. You make a 180 and you come back to the same finish area, start line. Registration is $20 in advance. You can go to ArkansasRunner.com and register online. There's an online link. You can also come by my store at Rock City Running at 10300 Colony West Shopping Center.
Where, next to Kroger's. You got to give them a landmark. Yeah, you know, they can find Kroger's.
Rodney Parham and I-430 mm-hmm. right next to the Kroger's. So we've been doing this now. This is our sixth year at this location. Me and Muskie and some other folks did it downtown Little Rock back 15 years ago. It was actually started on the Capitol.
1986 is the original.
Yeah, and we actually went down to MLK Boulevard and back and around the Capitol. That was a lot of fun, but it's costly to do a race downtown.
Yeah.
Blocking off the streets and law enforcement. So. Right.
So May 6th was the first one.
1986.
And what month was it in?
January.
It was in January.
Generally cold.
Wally, this race is notorious for bad weather, but
yeah, as long as I keep celebrating the MLK holiday in January, it's going to be tricky. I mean, that's a tough deal. So
I can tell you this, though. If Bill Torrey says it's 3.1 miles, it's 3.1 miles.
That's right.
Why would you want to make it longer? That's a long ways.
It's not.
A lot of people measure stuff for races with their cars. Or Bill's got a tool that he walks in.
No,
it's a certified course.
Yeah, you have to follow the guidelines of USA Track and Field.
Absolutely.
And they've been that was established in 1960 by a gentleman that was president of the New York Roadrunners Club. But I don't just a little history of Wally. Me and Wally actually made a trip to Pike's Peak, and Wally did Pike's Peak one year with us.
How was that?
Horrible.
Okay.
Yeah, Pike's Peak is kind of tall.
You wrote about that because you were talking about pain all the way.
It's 13 miles up and 13 miles down.
That's not really fair.
And the up part, I don't know, maybe the down part because it's just so jarring on your joints. Right. But the up part, horrible. We had 100-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and you're on the side of a mountain. I was crying.
I'm against that.
Pull that column that you wrote on, I'm telling you.
How long did it take?
It was a great column. He reiterated all the steps of pain.
The first time I did it, I just did the ascent, and it was 5 hours and 57 minutes, and I went back 2 years later and cut it down to 5 hours and 1 minute.
That's good.
So you did it once, you hated it,
and then went back? If I'm going to do I'm going to do the descent, not the ascent.
Yeah. It was just something that I had. You know what? Bill's not telling. There was a group that got a bet up at what point I would drop out of the race. I only trained for 6 weeks.
So you're telling me Pike's Peak's sort of like being married for some people? Once just isn't painful enough, they want to go through it at least a couple times?
Yes. There were several hundred dollars in the pool.
Hey.
And one guy bet that I would finish.
Well, you're a lot slower learner than I gave you credit for.
Well, the second time just about did me in from ever running again. I hurt my back so bad.
Well, I think we should go out there and go down. I'll just do the descent with you. I'll go down.
Really, really, Justin, while he's right, probably the descent is harder because you're for 13 miles, you're pounding, the pavement's going down. When you get up above what they call A-frame, you're at 10,000, 11,000 feet. Mm-hmm. All you do is walk. And there's no trees
up there. It's a forced
march. Yeah, it's a forced march. The elements kind of get to you and stuff, but... You know, you're just walking, and as long as the altitude sickness don't get to you, you're okay.
Yeah.
But as soon as you turn around up there, you can start running.
Now, there are guys, 95-pound guys from from Mexico City come in and run every bit of it.
Right.
But they're used to that altitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm against all that.
Well, I know you, but he said it took him 5 hours and 1 minute. I've done up and down in 5:04.
But you could have gone all day and not said that.
Yeah, sure.
That's impressive. So what do people need to do to get signed up for the event?
Say that again.
What do they need to do to get signed up for the event? Not for the Pike's Peak run, but for the 5K.
Right. Yeah, ArkansasRunner.com, a website there. Click on the link. It'll show the picture of the logo of the MLK. From there, it'll take you to an online website that you can sign up now. That'll be open until Thursday at midnight. You can come by the store on Friday and register from 10 to 6 on Friday, save the $5. Or you can register race morning at Cook's Landing, Big Dam Bridge, but it goes up to $25 at that time.
Okay.
That's all it is now? That's what it was 20 years ago.
It really hasn't gone up very much.
No. It's not like some other races where inflation's come in and you have to charge to cover this. The having the cities and the county waive the exempt fee for us to use the bridge, that helps there too. All but one city.
The marathons across the country have gone up quite a bit in the last 4 or 5 years.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you coming in. And
appreciate just having us.
Guys, there's been some talk about Charlie Strong and Texas, and he's already settled in now over there as the new head coach. Not everybody's happy about it. And I'm actually almost as bothered.